Never could Starbuck forget the old man's aspect, when one night, going down into the cabin to mark how the barometer stood, he saw him with closed eyes sitting straight in his floor-screwed chair, the rain and half-melted sleet of the storm from which he had some time before emerged, still slowly dripping from the unremoved hat and coat. On the table beside him lay unrolled one of those charts of tides and currents which have previously been spoken of. His lantern swung from his tightly clenched hand. Though the body was erect, the head was thrown back, so that the closed eyes were pointed towards the needle of the telltale that swung from a beam in the ceiling. Footnote: The cabin compass is called the telltale, because without going to the compass at the helm, the captain, while below, can inform himself of the course of the ship. End of footnote.
"Terrible old man," thought Starbuck with a shudder. "Sleeping in this gale, still thou steadfastly eyest thy purpose."
Chapter 52. The Albatross. Southeastward from the Cape, off the distant Crozets, a good cruising ground for right whalemen, a sail loomed ahead, the Goney, Albatross by name.